Some regions of the country are better suited for specific crops. That was the case for the Pilgrims who established Plymouth Colony. They brought lots of seed on the Mayflower, but it was a crop that was new to them that was actually best suited for their home. The story is today's American Countryside and is brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com.
Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility, providing you a full line of crop nutrients that can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizer your crop may not need, use Agriculture Liquid to optimize your yield potential and your investment. Better yields, better quality, better for your bottom line. That's responsible nutrient management. Visit agroliquid.com to find a dealer near you.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
The Pilgrims arrived in today's Plymouth, Massachusetts, late in 1620. There had been a native settlement here called Patuxent, but it was abandoned in 1619.
There was a plague that came down the New England coast and stopped at Narragansett Bay, and there are estimates that as much as 90% of the native population died in that plague. Patuxent was left abandoned. It was already cleared, maybe 60 acres, maybe 80 acres.
Nora Messier at Plymouth Plantation says with the help of Native Americans such as Squanto, the Pilgrims grew corn and other crops in 1621 and then celebrated their harvest with what we call the First Thanksgiving.
They had planted, grown, and harvested enough to sustain the 51 or 52 people that were living here in the colony for a year. Shortly after that famous First Thanksgiving, when they've brought in their corn, they've celebrated with their native allies for 3 days that we know of. Another ship arrives with 35 more men, 2 women, and no supplies.
The bounty they had just celebrated now had to be divided among the new arrivals. Although they attempted to grow many things, it was mostly one crop that sustained them.
It was principally corn, corn, corn all the time. Because it's natural in New England, it's native to the area, it's going to grow better than anything that they've imported for a number of reasons. Without livestock in those early years, they don't have the kind of manure that English grains like wheat, rye, and barley really want.
Plus, they lacked another tool important to growing some of those crops.
They don't have the draft power to pull a plow to break up the ground that 12 to 14 inches for taproot crops like wheat, rye, and barley. So corn is really the thing they're having the best success with.
We'll have more from Plymouth Plantation next time as we travel the countryside. In Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.